Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to kick things off with okay. The first one. Dear John, I've been dating this girl for over 6 months and things are going really well. She recently got me tickets for a Lions game for my birthday.
Oh, all right.
But she messed up. She got the wrong Vikings game. Instead of the home game in November, she bought the road game on Christmas Day. Now, she's not a dumb person, but I'm honestly not sure how she made this mistake. Do we sell them and buy the right game or just go with it and make plans around Christmas away from our families?
Well, I mean, if she's that smart, maybe she is trying to keep you, or at least she wants you to herself on Christmas. And so does she know that she got the wrong tickets? Did you say, hey, these are actually in Minnesota versus in Detroit? So there's a lot of different ways. You could say, hey, we've got all of these family traditions. I'd like you to be a part of them. I want to introduce you to my family right before Christmas so you could be a part of them at Christmas. Or if you think this is going in the right direction or you want to move things forward, this could be a new tradition for you where obviously, you know, 6 months, you got no kids involved,
right?
Until you maybe get married, maybe you have kids, maybe you pick a destination every Christmas that you want to go and have Christmas together at. I'm giving you possibilities.
Do you see me like
Heather's like
twitching
over here?
Oh yeah, I know. But yeah, but you okay? This is different for you. I'm giving some advice
it's fine.
Here.
To me, this is such a no-brainer. You don't have the kids. You can see family around Christmas
yeah.
Day, weekend before, weekend after type of thing. And when life gives you kind of a gift like this to do something spontaneous and fun,
sure,
take it.
Wow.
Yeah, go there for Christmas.
I thought this was an easy answer. You just bring it up that, oh, do you realize you got the away game? Like, let's
well,
sell these and get tickets for the home game.
The first thing you do is you bring it up, and maybe you bring it up in regards to, all right, let's, you know, when do we want to buy our airplane tickets? And if she goes, for what? You say, well, the game that you bought the tickets for is in Minneapolis.
Well, and
then she gets to be the one that says, instead of you saying, let's sell the tickets, now you put it kind of back on her.
Yeah.
Also, though, if you go, you take the pressure off of her being like, oh, I feel so stupid. Why did I get... You're not stupid.
No.
We're going to make this a great time.
Yeah.
Heather
okay.
doesn't like
I
it.
I don't like it. No, well, I don't
didn't
agree
Didn't think you
that
would.
One. No.
I still don't know how you even do that, by the way. Like,
yeah.
if you buy tickets...
Maybe she was just looking at so many tickets, comparing prices, that it just... Her mind got all bottled.
Well, it's definitely cheaper in Minnesota than it would be here.
Yeah. Got a great deal.
Yeah,
exactly.
One
problem. Got to buy a flight now. This next one. Dear John, my husband and I live abroad. Earlier in the year, a mutual acquaintance, let's call him K, reached out and said he had been scammed with an apartment rental and had nowhere to stay. We're planning a 17-day trip away, so while he was struggling with rent, we offered to have him stay at our place in exchange for taking care of the dog. Seemed
okay.
like a good arrangement. I told him he could eat anything he wanted that was going to expire. Fruits, vegetables, yogurt, etc. When we came back, everything was gone. And I mean everything. The entire fridge, freezer, pantry. He finished 2 jars of jam, a jar of peanut butter, a giant Costco bottle of olive oil, condiments, rice, snacks, cheese, even my husband's supplements, things like creatine and collagen. He completely destroyed a ceramic pan. He consumed things that normally last 6 months and 2 weeks. I honestly suspect he may have taken stuff because it's insane how much was missing. I didn't confront him except to ask to replace the pan, which he mocked and said, it's just a pan. I feel disrespected. I don't want him in our home ever again. My husband says I'm being too harsh. How would you handle it?
If you're going to let somebody in your house for 17 days, I understand some of that stuff may seem like, I don't know why you would partake of somebody else's supplements.
That's weird.
But I think if I'm kind of like her husband, I'd just be like, God, let's just let it go. I'm not going to, and again, it is a pan. I don't know how expensive.
Some pans, yeah, some pans, yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't.
I'm not going to ruin the friendship over it. It's odd.
Right. It's odd. And if I was that friend, I would have had a new pan waiting on you.
Yeah.
If I ruin something, if I eat something that you said I could eat, then I'm not going to replace it.
Oh, and I
but
think,
if you ruin something in the house or you make damage to something in the house, I think that should be replaced.
He should replace it. Even if he doesn't, I'm not ending the friendship. And I think I would give him endless crap for the end of time.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can hold it over their head
you
for a long
me
time.
You ate out of house at home.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't have much of an issue with it.
What do we got next?
Dear John, my wife and I don't share the same last name. She's a doctor and felt it was important to keep her name for her career, and I agreed. It wasn't a big deal. There was no fighting about it. Well, now that she's pregnant, she told me she wants to give the kids her last name, which I'm not okay with. She claims because she's going through 9 months in labor, it's only right. How do I handle this?
So, people can handle this however they want. This is how I'd handle it. No. And people are not going to be shocked by me saying I'm much more traditional, and I am also, I guess you'd say, progressive enough. My wife, who has her name on all of her legal documents, we met obviously later in life. She's an attorney. It would be a huge pain in the butt to change her last name. So we didn't do that. But when Teddy was born, it wasn't even a question. But we would have had major discussions if she would have said, well, I don't want Teddy to have your last name.
I mean, there's options. Maybe
a hyphen.
Or a middle name could be the wife's maiden name or last name since she kept it. That could be in the discussion. Like, it'd be cool as a middle name, maybe.
Sure.
Or, you could go the hyphen route.
Are you against the hyphen?
No, I'm not against it, but
it's kind of awkward.
It gets long. It gets complicated.
I think the middle name would be a really good compromise.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
Well, what if she comes back with, fine, your last name can be the middle name.
I mean, you have to be, I think you must agree on a name for your child.
Yes.
I mean, nobody should just pick the name and say, sorry, sweetie, I'm the one naming this child and this is what I'm naming it. I do think you need to agree. You have to have a conversation, respect her opinions and hormones and then things going on. Yes. I mean, because that is going to be part of it a little bit at that point.
But I also think, like, when you are having that discussion, how did this not come up when they were going through the discussion of, it's fine to keep your name for, you don't have to take my name in marriage, but this is something, Lisa and I talked about it before we got married.
We did too. But I'm telling you, when you are pregnant, the way you think, your hormones are going.
Trust me.
He knows.
Yeah,
he's been on the receiving end of it. So he's aware that you do stop. You do think a little differently when you're pregnant, I think. So,
right, stop. But I'm saying this when they're getting married. They're married before they had this kid, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm saying her opinion might change now that she's pregnant because.
That's why you have those discussions early on.
Yeah, I know.
The number one comment on the Twitch board over there says you should have this conversation before you have children.
Yes, 100%. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last one, my beard. Dear John, I'm 42, both bald and bearded. If I still had hair on the top of my head, I'm pretty sure it would be going gray. My natural hair and beard color is a very dark brown black, and honestly, I just don't like the gray in my beard because it's not distributed in a cool salt and pepper way, so I dye it. 2 days ago, a younger colleague of mine was in the break room and said, dude, I need to call you out on this beard. Stop dyeing it. We know it's gray, and now I feel ridiculous. What should I do?
He said, mind your own business, buddy. Like, it's not any of their business. You do what you want to with the hair on the top of your head, the hair on your face. You do what you want to with any of it.
I agree. If it makes you feel more confident in yourself, dye the beard. Who cares what your young colleague thinks?
Yeah.
If it's going to give you confidence and feel better about yourself, go for it.
Mm-hmm. And don't get bullied by some 20-something at the office.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. You got to look in the mirror every day. I got to look at you like, you know, hey, could you do something with that?
Right. It'd be a little different if it was like your partner or like, you know, a close friend maybe.
Sure. But even your partner wants you to
be comfortable.
Be comfortable. They want you to feel confident. And like, I don't have an issue whether you do or you don't.
You would agree, though, and 42 is not this age, but there would be a point where it'd be a little ridiculous. If you were like 65 and you had a jet black beard, like at some point you do have to just allow like a normal. It's okay to look your age.
It is okay to look your age, and maybe you make that decision at that time. But no, I don't think there's any age where you have to say, no, I'm not going to. I want to have the hair color that I've always had. I mean, women do it up until
forever.
Death.
Yes.
Yeah. And so why can't dudes do it?
But it would be weird if like an 80-year-old woman had like
most
blonde highlights.
80-year-old women are not going dark, dark, dark hair.
So I'm saying
they do color their hair all the way up until I've known women that have colored their hair all the way up until you see them laying down.
Okay.
They do. Some of them do. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Send them in. You got questions for them. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John, brought to you by Founders 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.